Well, we know that there's been plenty of dry weather. It was lovely to have some rain last night, but it may not get to all parts of the area, and certainly the grass around the place is still looking very, very brown. What happens if you're on the land? The effects are magnified, of course, because it's your livelihood at stake. And there's some workshops coming up that might help farmers, or should help farmers, in this situation. Simon Turpin from Hunter Local Land Services is joining us now. And Simon, have we been breaking records this winter with the dryness?
From all reports, the June and July rainfall was particularly low, I think, as dry as 2002. Some pretty low rainfall across the area, particularly in the Upper Hunter.
And that's been affecting farmers, obviously, and I suppose there's no guarantee that it won't continue.
Well, I suppose that's why we're holding these workshops now, which we actually do regular seasonal condition workshops, but particularly important this time because we realise that we've come out of a very dry winter, a very dry start to spring. If we don't get some good rain now, going into a hot, dry summer could pose some very big problems for people. So it's trying to get in it now, trying to do some planning for summer coming up.
So what sorts of things will be covered in the workshop, Simon?
Have a range of speakers, industry experts coming there to give some topics and speeches and an opportunity to ask some questions. But, you know, we're going to have some beef market updates and outlook for the next 12 months around international markets. Particularly, we've got an industry expert coming to talk about livestock management in dry times. And one of the important points there is the cost of production. What's it cost to feed cattle over a dry period or, you know, going to hot summer? What are your options? What are your marketing options? Putting some plans in place now if things continue to worsen or even if they improve, what do you do from here? We'll look at some district vets coming to talk about animal health advice. So obviously there's some hazards around hand feeding. I suppose our main message here is that it'd probably be better to sell and look at the stock that you could sell first rather than trying to feed everything through. What are some of the issues with weed contamination and chem residues in some of your feeds? How does this relate to the farm biosecurity plan? So some of those things. Also looking at maybe the potential for some of the poisonous plants to livestock when you get very dry and you get a lack of feed, there could be some plants around there that they might hit. And we'll also have the Rural Assistance Authority there and some rural financial councillors to be able to talk to people about what are the services and support that might be available.
That sounds very comprehensive. How long are the workshops?
Well, the three of them, tomorrow's one in Scone is a day program, but really the bit about the dry seasonal condition workshops is just the morning, 9:30 to 12:30. Dungog next Wednesday is a three-hour morning session, and so is the Gloucester the next day. It's a 9:30 to 12:30 program.
So if we wanted to come along, how would we register? Do we need to register?
Yes, if you could register, it'd be good for catering purposes. We have all the events on the Hunter Local Land Services website. If you go to events, they're there. Or if you want to go to the Scone event tomorrow, you ring the Scone office on 65402400. For next week, ring the Dungog office, the Rutherford office for the Dungog, 493-28866. Or for the Gloucester event, ring the Taree office on 6551-8994.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and bringing us up to date on this attempt to help farmers.
No problem. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about them.
It's Simon Turpin from the Hunter Local Land Services.